Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallelujah. What a privilege that by the Spirit of adoption we might call you our Father. We give thanks and praise that it is of you that we are in Christ Jesus, in Messiah Yeshua. We rejoice in the fact that we are complete in Him, and that as He is, so are we to be in this world. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father, that we have been united with Him in His death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. We choose, we freely choose this day to reckon ourselves as dead to sin and alive to you in Him. Hallelujah. We choose, freely choose, Father, that our members shall not be used as instruments of unrighteousness for the practice of any sin. And as those who are alive from the dead, we choose to present ourselves to you, Father, and to dedicate our members to you as instruments of righteousness. Thank you that in Yeshua Messiah, we have died to the law of sin and death. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We in Jesus Christ have died to the law of sin and death, and we have become alive to your royal law of love, life, and liberty. We're dead to the law of sin and death. We're dead to the legalism of the oral traditions and doctrines and commandments of men, but we're alive unto your royal law, and we are free from condemnation. We give thanks to you, Father, and praise that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes us free from the law of sin and death. And we choose, freely choose, to walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, that the righteousness of your royal law may be fulfilled in us, your royal law of love, life, and liberty. And we ask you, Father, that these mortal bodies, which are dead because of sin, be made alive by the Spirit of Messiah who dwells in us. And we choose to present our bodies as a living sacrifice to you. We thank you, Father, that they are holy and acceptable to you, and that we can render this worship. We choose, we freely choose to break with all conformity to this world. We ask that we be able to recognize worldliness in every form that it may come at us. And we praise you, Father, that we have been crucified to the world, and the world has been crucified to us. Father, we pray that we may be transformed by the renewing of our minds, by the washing of the Word, and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, so that we may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect in your will, that we may know your will and walk in your will by your Spirit. Hallelujah. And we claim full victory of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ for our minds. Hallelujah. And we break every hold of the powers of darkness that may be upon our minds. And we choose, we freely choose to take our minds away from the realm of the flesh and place our minds in the realm of your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We ask you, Father, to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of the Lord Yeshua Messiah. We ask that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, so that we may know what is the hope of your calling, and the riches of your glorious inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of your mighty power in us who believe. Father, we do believe that you are ready to manifest even in us the body of Messiah. We believe that the exceeding greatness of your mighty power we are to witness and even see manifest in and through us. Father, we pray that your word may perform its work of dividing soul and spirit in our lives, that we may see the intents of our heart, that you would help us to see by your word, which can, and only your word can, separate the soul and spirit, so we could see what you see regarding the intents of our heart. And we ask that according to the riches of your glory, you will strengthen us with might through your spirit in the inner man. And we ask that Messiah truly dwell in our hearts by faith. Hallelujah. That we might know what you said, and that what you said, because you said it, would be a higher reality to us than anything we can see or feel or smell or taste or hear. Father, we pray that we may be so rooted and grounded in love that we are able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth of your love and your will for us. And we ask that we may know the love of Messiah, which passes knowledge, and that we may be filled with all the fullness of you by your Spirit. We choose, freely choose, to be strong in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the strength of his might. We choose to have the whole armor that you have provided. And we come against Satan now. We come against Satan and the powers of darkness. We proclaim their defeat at the cross of Calvary, where Yeshua Messiah, on Nisan 14 at dark, outside the gates of Jerusalem in AD 30, where Yeshua Messiah poured out his blood. And we have the hard physical evidence on the mercy seat today that we are redeemed, and that Satan and all the powers of darkness were totally defeated on that day. Messiah became our Passover. Hallelujah. We will overcome the devil and all his demonic host by the power of the blood of Yeshua, by the word and power of the blood of Yeshua. We will be victorious over Satan and the whole demonic host and the flesh, the world. We will be clothed in the armor of light. We will resist the devil because we're submitted to you. We resist the devil and command him to flee from us. We cancel any and all consent that we might ever have given him. We freely choose to receive only what comes to us by the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We reject all else. We reject all else, including the effect of all prayers that are not inspired by the Holy Spirit, whether they be psychic, soul force, or in any counterfeit tongue. And we confess that we are unable to understand our errors. We confess that. Father, we ask that you free us from sins which are hidden from us. We ask, Father, that you keep us back from presumptuous sins. Father, we pray for grace to be able to acknowledge when others are right and we're wrong. Father, help us to overcome pride and vanity and envy. Father, we ask you give us eye salve that we may see, that we may be searched by your Holy Spirit, that we may be searched by you, and that we may be able to see the intents of our heart the way you do. Father, we ask that you try us by your Spirit and know our thoughts. And we choose, Father, freely choose to confess and forsake every wicked way that may be in us. Father in heaven, we praise you that you have delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son. Glory. Hallelujah, Yeshua. We praise you that when Messiah died on the cross, he stripped off the principalities and powers. He totally defeated them. He totally triumphed over them. And we say amen to that victory of our Lord, our King Yeshua. Glory to you, O King. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father, that your eternal Son became a man so that by his death he could bring to naught him that had the power of death, totally defeating Satan and his whole demonic host. We declare and proclaim our agreement with what he did. Hallelujah. And we praise you that he was manifested in order to destroy the works of the devil. And on the basis of this finished work of his, we destroy too. We enter into that work to destroy the works of Satan against us. And we praise you, Father, that we have been seated with Messiah in the heavenlies, in the third heaven, in that position that is far above all principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions in heaven. Hallelujah. Above any power in heaven or in earth. And we praise you, Father, for the weapons of our warfare which you have put at our disposal. We praise you, Father, that they are powerful through you to destroy strongholds. Father, we ask you teach us to know them and to use them powerfully in your mighty, glorious power, for your glory only, in the name of Yeshua. And we ask that you unite us with the Lord Jesus Christ, that we be strong in him and in the strength of his might. We ask that you teach us to put on the whole armor that you have provided so that we are able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. Teach us to use the shield of faith so that we can quench all his fiery darts. Give us the discernment, Father, we ask, to recognize and understand the wiles of the devil. Father, we praise you that we can overcome the accuser by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And we remind you, Satan, and all accusing spirits, that the blood of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, cleanses us from all sin. And we praise you, Father, for the effectiveness of your word as the sword of the Spirit. Teach us to use it powerfully for your glory against the enemy, even as the Lord our King, Messiah Yeshua, showed us. And we pray, Father, for enlightenment regarding the devices of Satan, so that he may not gain an advantage over us. And we ask for the exposure of every way in which we may have given place to him. We ask by your Spirit that you reveal to us any way in which Satan has managed by his craftiness to corrupt our minds from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Messiah, our King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We choose, we freely choose to demolish the strongholds that Satan has managed to raise in our imaginations. We destroy all the lies and misrepresentations that he's given us about you, other people, and ourselves. And we choose to take every thought captive to the obedience of Messiah. We repudiate and turn away from all ideas that have gotten hold of us from any seducing spirit, and all teachings of demons, any false doctrine, we reject it. We have nothing to do with any false doctrine that we have unwittingly accepted, and we pray that we may have only the truth in every area of our thinking. If in any way we have been taken captive, Father, by the devil, we ask that you give us repentance to acknowledge the truth so that we may recover ourselves out of his snare. And we pray, Father, for the discernment to be able to recognize his snares and for the grace to keep from falling into them. Father, we ask that we be made able to recognize and repulse and resist and come against him, and that we might see right through any disguise that he comes like an angel of light, that we would see right through it by the discernment of your Spirit. And Father, we choose, freely choose, to be sober and alert so that we might give Satan, that murderer, no opportunity to cut short our lives. Father, we apply all of the finished work of our Lord, King Yeshua Messiah, against Satan, the hinderer. We ask that every bond and band cord that he may have attached to us be broken by the power of the blood of Yeshua. And we choose, Father, we freely choose to resist him in every way that he might hinder us in our life and service for Messiah. We destroy every blight, every bondage that he has put upon us, so that our true redeemed personalities may be allowed to shine forth to your glory in the name of Yeshua. And we have glad hearts of devotion, and we give full submission to you, the living God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for the privilege to call you our Father and by faith to know you. Hear our prayers. Father, we pray for the armor of light that you give us would have full brilliance in this darkness, that the powers of darkness could not even be in our presence, that your light would be so strong that they would flee from before us. Father, we thank you that you have made us your children, begotten of you through the work of our King and your Spirit. And we choose, freely choose, to keep ourselves so that that evil one cannot touch us. We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of King Yeshua HaMashiach. And we resist the devil, and we cancel every consent we have ever given, knowingly or unknowingly. And we praise you, Father, that he must flee as we stand against him. We praise you, Father. We thank you that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, Yeshua Messiah, Jesus Christ, our Lord and King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua.